KQED.
Given the tenuous nature of Southern California's water supply, L.A. water officials are keen to revisit recycling water from sewage, a process more commonly known as toilet to tap. Orange County does it, but the concept is a tough sell. Kimberly Ayers reports as part of our continuing series, Climate Watch.
And how does the water taste?
The water tastes amazing.
That is the sound of success. Chris Bunog and Diana Sikowski, two Cal State Long Beach nursing students, are touring Orange County's groundwater replenishing system in Fountain Valley.
This water was actually really excellent.
Especially considering where it came from. The water in the small plastic cups they're holding has gone through four rigorous cleaning stages, treated, filtered, disinfected, on its journey from toilet to tap.
Things are going very well. The plant has run just about flawlessly.
That's Mike Marcus, who manages sales of Orange County's water to local districts. The term toilet to tap is not just a dubious ad slogan. It's a bit of an oversimplification. The newly pristine water goes back into the local reservoir, usually a groundwater basin, where it gets mixed with the rest of the water supply. Let's face it, if you're recycling wastewater, there's a virtually endless supply, and it's local.
Currently, there's 1.3 billion gallons per day of wastewater being discharged into the Pacific Ocean from Ventura to San Diego. So we still have an opportunity to recycle.
Marcus says it's more reliable than water from either Northern California or the Colorado River to the east. It's earthquake and drought-proof. And the Orange County plant can deliver it for 27% less than imported water. 50 miles up the 405, the city of Los Angeles gets its recycled water from four plants, including this one in Van Nuys. It treats 65 million gallons of wastewater every day, but this water doesn't quite make it all the way to the kitchen sink. Engineers call it tertiary water because it's been through three cleaning stages. Legally clean enough for decorative fountains, commercial laundries, and watering the grass at Forest Lawn Cemetery. Right now, Angelenos get just 1% of their water from recycling. The city's plan calls for pushing that to 6% by 2019. But taking LA water all the way from flush to faucet requires a couple more steps. Reverse osmosis or microfiltration, peroxide disinfection, even a zap with ultraviolet light. And it's more than a PR challenge. It'll cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's a very tough sell. I think people understand the need for water, though.
Jim McDaniel is the city's assistant general manager for the water system, which has been sponsoring public workshops, sharing plans for improvements, and their price tag.
We asked our customers to vote on a little card and say, which one of these things do you think are worth paying money for? And we told them exactly how much it would cost on the average customer's bill.
The result? For the most part, customers supported recycling. It would eventually mean another 66 cents a month for the average residential customer, still cheaper than the expected increase in imported water. DWP just completed a 16-month test of the system that would make it happen. Now it's up to the city council to approve a water rate that would make it possible. Meanwhile, McDaniel is getting a little help on the public relations front.
Orange County built their project in the meantime, you know, and that's a big deal because they're drinking it at Disneyland.
So what's already coming out of the tap at the Mouse House is in the planning pipeline for the rest of Hollywood and beyond. For the California Report, I'm Kimberly Ayers in Los Angeles.
See how toilet-to-tap works at californiareport.org/climatewatch.